In this episode, we're going to be talking about questions as content. That's the way that I phrase it. Questions as content. I know that you're going to get a lot of value out of just this one episode, and it's going to make your podcasting journey a little bit easier.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. It is your friend, Adam, AAA Adams. I'm excited to hang out with you. I'm excited to share with you something that I learned from a good friend of mine. His name is Chad, Chad Widfield. Do you know what time it is? I was just thinking, me and my kids watched this movie. I don't know how many times. I would say 9-ish times, give or take. And it's called Guy. It's Free Guy, the blue guy shirt, the blue shirt guy. If you haven't seen it, dude, see it. It's good. It's really funny. And basically what I had just said is part of the movie. I won't spoil it if you haven't heard it. This is episode 116, and I need to interrupt it just because Jesse reached out and left us a review. That's Jesse_D9. Helped me level up as a podcaster, Jesse says. Awesome content that is both motivating and useful. That's so good to hear. Like motivating and useful. We do want to motivate you, and it needs to be useful. I want you to be able to have actionable takeaways. So thanks for saying that, Jesse. And you finish off your honest written review by saying, I strongly recommend the show to those of you who are looking of starting their own podcast. Great job, AAA. And if you don't know who AAA is, that's Adam A. Adams. That's me, Adam A. Adams, your host. And a lot of people call me AAA because those are my initials. But at any rate, Jesse, I really appreciate you. I'm stoked that you took the time after listening to episode number 100 to leave an honest written review. And by the way, on Apple, a couple of people have asked, where should we be sending these? Apple is the best because it's just kind of like connected. Certainly, you can use Spotify or Gaana or Audible or Listen Notes, but I find that it's just easier to have it all in one place and I'm not going to miss it. So yeah, on Apple Podcast would be very, very helpful. By the way, in episode 100, like this is kind of what we shared, is that you need to write an honest review. Okay, that's number one. And that gives you one entry into getting our services at no cost to you. Just we will gift them to you. We want to support you. We want to help you. Even if you can't pay the price or you're just glad that you get to save the money. I went to a restaurant with a little gift card today and I wouldn't have normally eaten at this restaurant, but I had this gift card and I was like, that's awesome. So it doesn't matter if it's because I'm your gift card today by you getting these entries, then do it. All you need to do is leave an honest review, honest written review. And on Apple is easier. Number two, when you hear me say this, when actually Jesse today and Taco Taco heard me like a couple days ago, and Matt heard me before that. And I'm actually going to read Danetta's like tomorrow, basically. But you're going to get three more entries. And the cool thing is, as it stands now, like the odds of you actually winning thousands of dollars worth of cool shit is high. The probabilities are very high. And so just stop and let you know that. So you get one entry automatically. And there's not a ton of people. Like there's already like 300 reviews on the podcast. So there's not a ton of people that haven't yet done it. If you have done it, you can always change that review, tweak it a little bit, and it'll get moved back up to the front again. And actually, it'll change the date, so it'll actually count toward this. But every month, for the next few months, there is no actual end in sight, but I know that I won't do this forever, right? For the next couple of months, at least, I'm going to be adding you to these drawings so you can win our services for free. And basically, you just should indicate on there whether or not you have a podcast, whether you're like about to start one or have one. What is the name of your podcast? And I'll shout it out. And those are just some of the rules. We'll make sure that the rules go down in the show notes of this episode as well. But we're stoked. We're just excited to be supporting our listener base, you guys, you other podcasters in your business and growing your business and taking it to the next level with these drawings. So make sure, Jesse, that you do email us right away at team@growyourshow.com. Take a screenshot of that review. Let us know what episode number that it was on. This is episode number 116, just to help you out. And the date that it came out, you're going to get 3 more entries. So we're stoked. Thank you. And here comes the value of the episode. Chad has been a friend for years. He and I own probably around 300 doors together. So he's a multifamily investor. He creates funnels for other people. And I will link his stuff and his contact info for you. If you're looking for somebody to run your Facebook ads, or if you're looking for somebody to create a funnel for you in your business to grow, he's done a lot for me. He's done a lot for my real estate business. And he's done a lot for actually our clients. When we serve clients now today, he helps to run the Facebook ads. So he does all the split testing. He puts all the ads out. He adds more fuel to the fire for the ads that are working. And he shuts down the ads that are not working. There's always going to be a bunch of ads that don't work. And the only real way that you can kind of grow is to be able to do that. So anyway, I'll put his contact info down as long as he gives me the permission to do that. So if you see it, if you scroll below and you see it, that means that he gave me permission to share his contact info. If you don't see it, it probably means that I'm hoarding him for myself. He told me that he wants to only work for people's podcasts if they go through us. So I'll ask him. And as long as I'm allowed to share it, I'm excited to share it because he's done so much for me. Chad, great guy. The point is, he taught me this thing a long time ago when I started my first podcast. It was called Creative Real Estate Podcast. I've since sold that podcast. It's done a lot for me. It's done a lot for my business. And one of the things that helped me and like solved a lot of my issues that I had coming up with content was something that Chad shared with me. And I actually use this all the time. It's called Questions as Content. Questions as Content. And it's pretty simple. And I will be just always looking for inspiration for a new episode ever since he told me this. And it looks like this. I will be on a call with a current client, or maybe I'll be on a call with somebody who's looking to hire our company. And basically my business, my company called Grow Your Show, serves the same type of people that listen to the podcast. So this is an idea for you. If, for example, you have a business, any business at all, you could use questions as content as a way to allow you to be able to know more content, know what your listener wants, know what your perfect avatar, like the person that is going to hire you, to know exactly what they're looking for. And a lot of times this comes from questions as content. So basically what Chad taught me, and here comes the system for you. Basically what Chad taught me is when I'm on my Facebook, when I'm on Facebook and people reach out to me and ask me about real estate investing, or now if people are like asking me about how to start a podcast or how to grow a podcast, or how did you do that? Or what did that cost you? Anything that they ask within the podcasting space or whatever your business is, I would turn that into content for other people. So I already know that this person wants to know that thing, which also means that other people that probably follow me, other people that probably watch my videos, other people that probably follow my Facebook content, other people that might listen to my podcast could have the same exact question. And so a lot of times what I have done and has helped me a lot is I will ask for permission immediately. I will add, literally just say, can I use your name? Can I talk about that on my podcast? That is a great question. I'll give you what I can now, and then I'll create a podcast episode that will also be about that. So this is episode 116, 116, and it literally came because I realized that I always use the system, but I don't think I've ever shared the system with you. And I know it can be valuable. So for example, if I'm in a conversation, what I do, what's called a discovery call, write that down. Maybe your business would benefit to have what's called a discovery call. Now, a discovery call is a sales call. It's meant to be a sales call, and the person on the other end understands that what we're doing on a discovery call is trying to decide, I'm trying to decide if I can serve them, and they're trying to decide if we're the right person to serve them. And so we're both vetting each other out because, for example, my company doesn't work with just anybody, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. We can't work with anybody. Certainly, we can't work with everybody. Our team's not big enough. And so we have to be fairly picky on who it is we work with, what their show's about, because we've made mistakes in the past by trying to serve somebody in a genre that we have a hard time with. So during that call, for example, one of the things is we literally guarantee the result. So if you're guaranteeing for your money back, or basically we'll write you a check for 20 grand if we don't do this, or we'll give you all the money back for your marketing if we don't achieve the top 10%, which is way less than 20 grand, whatever that is, whatever those numbers are, because we have a guarantee, it is so important that I vet our client and that our client also vets us to make sure that we are a fit. And so that's just good to know. With these discovery calls, basically what happens, it's mostly a sales call. And it's mostly to just, we ask each other questions. I make sure that somebody's podcast is the type that we could serve, one that I feel comfortable to get behind, make sure that they are ethical, they're doing the right thing in their business. And when I know those things, then I know, hey, not only can I serve the podcast, but the podcast is going to get in front of the right people. And if it gets in front of the right people, that means you're going to make more business in your company. And so now, do I know that you're going to be doing a great job? You have integrity, those kind of things. And if all of the boxes check, then I'm good. And then I will say, hey, it looks like a great opportunity. We'd love to serve you. We'd love to get your podcast in front of people. And on those calls, they also ask us questions. It's a two-way street, not just me vetting them, but it's a two-way street. And so as they ask us questions, a lot of times, if I hear a question that I've heard a whole bunch of times, but I've never given that content on a podcast, then I realize, dude, I have to create an episode about this so that fewer people have to ask the question specifically to me because they'll already have that content because I'm pouring into them on the show or on my Facebook, wherever it is, or if I'm writing a blog or whatever, questions as content, wherever you put your content. So be thinking about that. Be thinking about who is your avatar? What do they want? What questions do they normally ask you? What are big questions that they have asked you that might not be as normal, but they're like, it's a big deal and you need to answer that for other people that might be in the same situation. And so you probably have heard and noticed me doing this automatically. You've probably heard and noticed if you listen to, for example, like episode 102, 104, 106, 108, 110, 112, 114, I generally take an actual situation. In many cases, it's them asking a question. In some cases, it's me realizing that maybe a lot of people, like in episode 114, I realized that, man, not very many people ask this, but I assume that this is kind of a big thing that my avatar is probably struggling with. If you haven't listened to that, it's specific about investing in podcasts. It's specific about like making the growth of your podcast an investment that will give you a return on dividends. And I feel like a lot of people miss that. And I never mentioned that. And then I had that gentleman, Brent Dowlin from the Fallible Man podcast, mention it. And so I decided, hey, I have to create content on this because it means that other people have that question. Even if they didn't specifically ask the question, I can tell that it's something that it's a question that's on people's mind. If you've ever heard me talk about when there's a question on somebody's mind, it makes it really challenging for them to take action and hire you. For example, I knew that if people thought that they have to wait until they made $1,000 or $2,000 a month so that they could break even and pay our company to support them, I knew that if everybody had that mindset, it'd be very challenging for somebody to hire my company to work with us because they would always be thinking of it as an expense. They'd always be thinking of it as outflow and that they don't really get anything back. And so that's why I did my last episode, number 114, to share with you and other listeners that if you are going to invest in your podcast, it needs to make more than you're spending, regardless. And I shared how important it is to me that that happens. And I believe that that is helpful for somebody listening to be able to say, oh, I had that objection. I had that concern as well. Like, I've always thought I wanted to work with Adam's team, and I've always thought that, but I never knew if I had enough money. And so now that they understand, now that maybe you understand that you should be making more than you're spending, it can overcome an objection and help you to be able to make a decision that's good for you and make a decision that's good for your podcast and it can grow your audience. And I feel like I may have been letting that go. So questions as content is today's topic. And as a reminder, it can be anything that your family asks you. Well, no, this isn't a reminder. This is the first time I've said this, but I'm about to go to family vacation. And so for the holidays, and so I'm about to leave with my kids and my sweetheart. We're going to go hang out with my mom and my grandma and my aunts and uncles. And I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I'm really excited. And the last time that I went and hung out with my family for a vacation like this, my dad just asked a few questions. He definitely trying to be interested, trying to be present as a father, trying to make small talk. And sometimes he asks really good questions. And by good questions, I mean almost stupid questions. And all I mean by that is not what you might think. I mean that in many cases, there's these simple questions that people would think of as stupid questions. They're simple, they're simplified. And when I'm as like a podcaster myself and somebody who's been doing podcasting for a long time, somebody who serves a lot of podcasters, it becomes a place where I don't remember all of the beginning stuff. And I almost think that they're stupid, silly questions like, Dad, why would you ask that? But I realize when I'm going to hang out with my dad, these are questions that other people will have too. So I take notes. I take notes of the silly questions my dad might ask about my business. And I literally write it down or put it in a mental note. This is the type of thing that somebody asked. And then I'll use it for questions as content. I'll do Facebook Live about it. I'll do a podcast episode about it. And I hope that you've learned that too. To recap, anytime your mom or dad or your brother or sister or your best friend asks you something about your business, write it down. Anytime a Facebook friend reaches out to you and asks, how do I start getting involved in what you do? Hey, what are the ways to do Bitcoin if you're a Bitcoin person? What are the ways to do real estate? How did you get started in real estate? Just write that question down. How did you get started in real estate? And then literally you just record another episode right away and you just say, hey, a friend of mine just asked me how I got started in real estate. And I realized I haven't yet shared my beginning journey with you. And I thought it might be something that not only did my friend want to know, but maybe some of my listeners wanted to know that too. And so today on this episode, I'm going to share with you my journey of how I got started in real estate. And so that's questions as content. The other takeaway that you'll get besides paying close attention to what people are asking you in all sorts of situations is trying to refer back to that. Because I think that really helps your listener understand where you're coming from. In one of the things that I think about is that if it comes from the podcaster that I'm listening to, I might be concerned, is this because he wants to sell me on his services? Is this because she wants me to hire her as a coach? And I might have that concern in the back of my mind. But it helps when he or she says, somebody asked me this on my Facebook today. You know, I had a conversation with my dad today and he asked me this question. One of my clients came to me and they wanted to know how I did X, Y, and Z. So I thought I would share it with you. When you state it that way, it helps resonate more with the listener and it helps them not be as concerned that it's just like a sales pitch. Because obviously, I want to sell my services, right? It's like, it's totally obvious because I'm a business person. I do this for a living. I do a hell of a job and I can help people. And so I want my business to grow. I want to be able to support more people. I love the feeling that that takes. I love being able to hire people and give them great wages. Growing my business is important to me. It feeds my kids. It feeds myself. It feeds our future. And it makes me feel good inside to support people. And so there always is that piece to anything that we do. There's always a selfish piece. It's understanding how do we at least share this content with somebody in a way that helps them to be able to get the content. And questions as content serve so many different purposes that I want you to be using it. The last thing that I'll say about questions as content is it takes a lot of the burden of coming up with new ideas off of you. It allows you to be able to produce great content for your exact avatar, but without you having to figure it all out. One of our clients, her name's Kathy Fedke. She's got the Real Wealth Show, and she's really famous. By the way, she's been on ABC, NBC, Fox, and some other great places. She has, last month, I think she had 100,000+ downloads during that 1 month. And all I'm saying is she's really well known. She's really well respected. And she and I had a conversation where we realized that she was starting to focus on content that was above the pay grade of her main listener. She was starting to almost ignore that listener because she was coming up with new ideas from herself versus coming up with the ideas what her listener wants to know now. So questions as content is something that can help her make sure, even though she's already really well known and really well respected, but it makes sure that she's serving her actual listener at a better level than perhaps going above their questions, doing just the things she's interested in. By utilizing those questions, it allows us to give content that is better for our perfect listener, our perfect avatar, than if, in many cases, than if we come up with that stuff ourselves. So I want to leave you with that. As a reminder, I've said this a few times, but anyone who hasn't listened and heard this yet, every other episode on this podcast is generally supposed to be me. And then the opposite episodes, the odd number episodes, are supposed to be interviews that I have with other people. So two things about that. If you want to have an interview, if you want to come on the show, I want to invite you. So reach out to me, team@growyourshow.com. Growyourshow.com is our website. Team at is the email that goes to me and my manager so that we can serve you. So if you are interested, if you do want to do like an interview exchange where you grow by being part of our show and I grow by being part of your show, we can add value to each other's audience. I would love to do something like that. So reach out, team@growyourshow.com. And if you loved this episode about questions as content, if you love the content and you think it's going to help you, maybe take a second to leave us an honest rating and review of the show. Tell us what you're thinking and what you thought of this episode. Thank you, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now.
This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record, we handle the rest.